Let us check sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with the National Hockey League last night. We'll see if any of our teams were in action as we just glance at the old scoreboard. Make sure I've got it set for the right date. There we go. Yesterday. That's the day I need. Looking down here, I don't see any of our teams in action from last night. Tonight, the Bruins take on the Sabres, the Rangers and the Islanders at 7 p.m., and the Devils take on the Penguins also at 7 p.m. in the National Hockey League. Rangers have been playing better as of late in the East Division. The Rangers are in fifth place, actually tied with the Bruins. The Rangers are 7-1 and two ties in the last 10 games. They've won four straight. Bruins exactly like the Rangers. They both stand. Rangers, though, actually have 52 points, and the Bruins have 56. But Rangers are looking much better right now. Don't know if they'll actually make the playoffs, but they are looking much better. In NBA action from yesterday, once again, scanning to see if we had any of our local teams in action yesterday. Don't see anything here with that. But coming up today, the Knicks take on the Hornets at 7:30. The Nets take on the Pelicans at 7:30. Tomorrow, let's see if we have the Celtics playing tomorrow. Don't even see the Celtics on tomorrow. The Celtics on Thursday, they're playing the Suns. All right. And let's take a look at Major League Baseball. Red Sox pounded the White Sox 11-4. The Rays continue on. After they swept the Yankees, they defeated the Royals 4-1. Those are the games that I have from yesterday. The Yankees 5-10. 5-10. Who'd have thunk? 5-10. If Mr. Steinbrenner were around, heads would be rolling down the aisles at Yankee Stadium. We'll have to see how they're going to have to handle this start, because this is just they're not hitting. The pitching's been okay, but they're not hitting. They're making stupid errors in the field. There just doesn't seem to be any action in them. Sad news out of the sports age world. Scottie Pippen's eldest son, is dead at the age of 33. Alex Smith, who came back after that disastrous injury to play last year in the National Football League, has announced his retirement after 16 years. We wish him nothing but the best. That was an amazing story with him coming back after what happened at just devastating heck. So that is basically, and one thing I do have to note, now all of a sudden in New York papers, there's articles being written about the Knicks, the Times, the Daily News, the Post. Finally, they're starting to cover the team that is just playing out of their sneakers this year. And I'm just so glad to see them getting the media attention that they really did deserve, because they're having a hell of a year for a bunch of young guys with the new coach and one veteran really on the team. So congratulations to the Knicks. And that is a check on sports.